I just want to tell you thank you so much for hearing the call tonight, because this call is very, as I put out on Facebook and I put out on my newsletter, is very impromptu, and I was guided. I was very guided to do an angel call tonight, and I want to tell you something about myself first, and then I'm going to tell you how I've been guided by angels for a long time. I'm going to really, this is going to be a guided kind of evening. We're going to go about, who knows, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. But let me just tell you something. If you don't know who I am, I think a lot of you here have either interacted with me on Facebook or have worked with me privately or come to workshops, and I'm so grateful for all of that. And I just need to let you know that, you know, I'm a coach and I'm a trainer, and I also call myself an intuitive. And I've been working this way since I was a very little boy. Since I was a very little boy, I was very connected to what you might all call the other side. I believe that there is no other side. There's only one side, and it is existence. And we'll get into that a little more when it comes to angels. But as a little boy, I was very called. I knew that there was more than this, you know, three dimensions I was looking at. And from there, I started to live my life and walk through the world in a way that tried to be as honorable to that as I could, and also to go through the tribulations and trials and successes and joys that life has to offer, like many of you have. But I always knew, as I believe that most of you that are on this call probably have had a similar calling. It might have been very, very quiet. It might have been loud. But I always knew, and it brought me to working with a lot of different philosophies and a lot of different spiritual paths and mystical paths. And when I started to do that, and I started to meditate, we're going to talk about meditation today, when I started to meditate, I really realized that inkling, I'm sure a lot of you feel that there's more than just this, that inkling is something that, as I was saying, from some people, it's very strong. Some people, it's very, very, very soft. And I know that as we walk through life, we say, there's something more, there's something more, there's something more. And I'll tell you, part of that voice is an angelic realm, the angelic realm coming through to tell you it's all okay. There's something more than this. And the message of the angelic realm and the individual angels and archangels is always, always that there's more than this. There's more than this. So do not be guided to thinking that this three-dimensional reality is all that there is. And so, you know, I started working and I started doing different things. And one of the things that I came to was something called the Course in Miracles. And that really rung a bell for me, because the Course in Miracles, you know, speaks about that there is only love. There is only love, and there's only two emotions in the world in existence, and there's love and there's fear. And if it's not love, it's some form of fear. And I got it right away, and I did the course, and I've been a student of the Course in Miracles for about 28 years. And as I started working the course, my perception started opening, and more and more and more, and I started to become much more in tune with what I didn't know, but then I realized was angelic guidance, angelic kind of experiences in my life. And that led me to wanting to really share with the world, because I looked around the world and I said, a lot of people don't understand. They don't go. They don't know. And I'll just tell you a story really quickly. You know, I went to Catholic school when I was young, and I remember walking into the church where I went when we would go, you know, you'd have to go to church every day with your class and the whole thing if you went to Catholic school and you're a kid, you know. So you go in, and I remember walking to the church. And I'd walk in the church, and I'd look all around. I was a little boy, and I'd look around, and I remember seeing you know, all the saints and all the icons and Jesus and Mary and St. Peter. But then there were all of these amazing creatures around, these alabaster, beautiful, marble angels. I didn't know what they were. And, you know, we weren't taught that much about them, but they called to me. There was something about the beauty. There was something about how they were in the church that said, oh, I said inside me, I said, I know what those are. I feel it. And it was almost like I said to myself when I was a little boy, I am one of those. That's who I am. And in many ways, we are. We're different. We're different energetically, but the angels are all part of us. And I remember looking at them and thinking, why don't we talk about the angels? I think we only hear about St. Michael or Archangel Michael, which I call him. But I knew that there was a connection. And as soon as I knew, things started really opening up for me when I was a little boy. I was like, oh, there's something. There's something there. And I remember telling my sisters, my teachers that were sisters, we were working on a chapter when I was a little kid called The Soul, and we were talking about the soul. And there was a book, and it had a picture of the soul. And first of all, I was sitting there, and I was in second grade, and I thought, how did they take a picture of the soul? I thought, I don't understand. They don't get it. The soul isn't this picture. The soul is everything. The soul is everything. And how we're connected with it all. And I felt it, and I knew it, and I could hear it, just feel it, see it all around me. And I remember raising my hand and in class, and I said, wait, hold on. Don't you know that we are God, and God is you, and God is me, and God is everything? Oh, boy, that was a big deal. Especially if you were in a Catholic school, and my teacher, who was a nun, she picked me up by the scruff of my neck, said, that is called blasphemy, young man, and brought me into the principal, the Mother Superior's office, and I had my hands beaten with a ruler and saying, you are not God. What is wrong with you? And I, the whole time I thought there, sat there and I thought, I don't know. They don't know. Why don't they know? They're so scared. They're so scared. And, you know, that really was a big turning point in my life. And I think that, you know, I know that many of us have had that kind of experience where you say to yourself, wait a second, there's more here. And the fear that humans and the ego have, you know, it's just an illusion. And, you know, as much as they, you know, hit me with the ruler on my hand and told me it was horrible, something in me said, no, you're right. Everything's okay. You're all okay. And now I look back and I know that that was angelic energies coming through to me. So, to make a long story short, I ended up, you know, really wanting to share this work and spiritual path with many other people. And I eventually, I'm going to cut this short, but I eventually started doing that about 6 or 7 years ago and giving workshops and teaching people about angels, about law of attraction, about universal law. And really, The same message comes through in all of this work. You know, there's lots of different tools in the world. You know, there's yoga. There is transcendental meditation. There's angel work. There's working with law of attraction. You know, there's the Course in Miracles. There's Buddhism. There's all of these different tools that we are so blessed to have in this form right now. And, you know, all of those different forms are tools that are coming through to help us to realize our true selves. And, you know, and the most important, I think, two words that have ever been said is know thyself. Know thyself. And, you know, there's a reason why those two words are some of the most important, because it starts the mystical journey. And I'm interested in the angel work and working. I'm interested in the mystical path. And a lot of people say it's a spiritual path, and that's fine. That's fine. But a mystical path is a path where we walk the walk. It goes from an intellectual understanding to a fundamental shift where you're actually walking through the world in that way, in that energy. And I believe that the angels, I know that the angels have so much to do with that, so much to do with walking the walk. Because the angels have a very specific job, and they only have one job. That energy of angels, one job, it is to help and guide us. That's it, to help and guide us. Now, contrary to many different belief systems and different kind of dogmas, I would say, is that the angels, my experience has been over and over and over, that the angels are not giving us anything we don't have already. What the angels are doing is the angels, that energy, is helping us to actually discover what we already have. There's already love. You're already perfect. Your ego will believe it's not. But the angel's message is always, you're perfect. You're fine. You're good. And I'll tell you, one of the things I want you all to know here, if you're listening to my voice, is I want you to know yourself, as I said. And when you know yourself, you can start to really delineate and distinguish what's your crazy ego doing and what's your true self doing or saying. Now, how the angel play into this is that the angelic realm helps us to delineate that, to see what's true, to feel what's true, and to walk that walk, and walk in the way of the great mystics, in the shoes of the hugest beings that have ever lived on this planet. I believe very strongly, and I know this to be true, is that the people that have done huge things in our short history of human existence, very short, in the big picture, but the people that have done huge things, you know, the Albert Einsteins, the Martin Luther Kings, the, you know, Tesla, even, you know what, I have to say, you know, even some very, very, very famous people that haven't done some great things, they were guided with angelic energy. They were guided that. They might not have known that, but they were guided for the greater good. They were open to it on some level. Their ego might not have known of it, knew it, but to move our species forward in such a way is the act of the angels. Now, I want to just sort of let you know the angelic realm. I've said it quite a few times. The angelic realm is a realm that is a very high vibration. And when I say a high vibration, I mean that a high vibration in terms of the feeling of love. The feeling of love, the vibration of love, which there is. And the highest vibration there is love. So the angelic angels need of, or exactly as we are, but it is a very high vibration. We're similar, but we're not, because we have an ego. Angels do not have angels only have one job, and their job is to help us. You know, one of the things in the Torah that I think is the most beautiful thing that I've ever read or heard is in the Torah. It teaches us that there are millions of angels. And it teaches us that, as opposed to like Christian terminology, you know, in Christian terminology, which is fine, come here with one guardian angel. In the Torah, and even back before that, actually, it says that we come here with thousands of guardian angels. Thousands. So there's all this energy just supporting us to say, you can do it. It's all good. remember who you really are, which is love. And the other thing in the Torah, it says that over every single blade of grass, there is an angel saying, grow, grow, grow. And that is where I want to help you to hear. Hear the angels going, grow, grow, grow. So tonight, like I said, very impromptu because I heard the angels. I can feel the angels. And you might be feeling angels yourself. And there's many ways to feel angelic guidance. And I was like, oh, I need to have this class. I need to share some information. And there's many, many different ways to feel angelic energies. And as I said, it's a very high vibration. But in order to go high, and I want you to hear this really loud and really clearly, in order to go high, we have to go very deep, which means we have to walk the mystical path. We have to let go of illusions of craziness. We have to mind our vibration. We have to say, you know what? That is from the ego. That's jealousy. That's fear. That's anger. That's all that other stuff. And you can see it clearly and say, I'm not participating in that. I'm participating in love and peace. We have to see it for what it is. But we have to go deep. One of the best ways to go deep is meditation. But I wanted to tell you, come back to this. There's many ways to feel angelic guidance in your life. Many ways. You can see signs. And the angels are just setting up for you everything to be perfect. It's setting up everything to be perfect for you. Well, actually, everything is perfect for you. You just don't see it. But the angels help you to remove those blocks of seeing the perfect. So you might see signs. You might be in a dark place or a place where you're stuck. It might not even be that dark. You might be like, huh, oh, what am I going to do about this problem? And you might be going, huh, how do I talk to, you know, Jane about this thing? And I don't want to hurt her feelings, and I want to make sure that I come from love. And, you know, if you have that, first of all, that intention is everything, that you come from love. And you might be driving down the street, and you see a sign that says, that on a billboard might say, tell her it's okay, and you see those words. That is divinely put there for you to see because you're matching that vibration. When you ask for help, you know, a lot of people say, you know, you have to ask the angels for help before they help you. What that really means here is they're always helping us. They're always around us. The archangels and just regular angels. I'm not going to get into, there's a lot of angelology that we're not going to get into, but because I think that sometimes it can get us crazy. But the angels are always there. So what we want to do, we want to say, you know what? I'm open to an answer. I'm open to something. That's what it means to say you have to ask because you need to match the vibration. So when we ask, we open up a little door. And it goes, oh, there's a vibration here that's asking for answer. So the angelic energy can match that vibration and say, here's the answer. Ding. Go call her and tell her this. So it can be in a sign. You could be reading something in a book that something goes, oh, there's the answer. I get it. You could be listening to a song. This happens a lot. I'm sure if I were to open up the call, I'm sure that you've heard things in songs before where you go, oh, that's the answer to a question. You might not even have had a conscious question, but you go, oh, that's the answer. That is a guiding force in a song. So that is something. Signs, pictures, you know, songs, music, even finding items can be a sign to help you. And that's how the angels work on that way. The other way the angels work is by setting up coincidences. And if you know me and you've worked with me before, you know I'm all about the law of attraction. And none of this is contradictory, working with angels or working with law of attraction or Course in Miracles or anything, because there are no coincidences. Coincidences are what I just said. You line up to that vibration. You open up. And when, you know, things that seem to be, you know, just too much of a coincidence and your gut tells you, wait a second, this is too much of a coincidence that on this time, at this day, and this, that, whatever it happens to be, all those coincidences line up. You just go, huh, this is just too much of a coincidence. And your gut tells you that it's the answer to a question, or it's a guiding prayer, or it's a guiding force for you. So when you see coincidences, I want you to go, wait. Maybe that's angels. Maybe it's angels. Maybe it's angelic energy on a very high vibration, and you matched it. And now it's guiding you. Now it's guiding you. Sometimes it comes through people. Sometimes I'm telling you, angelic messages come through people, through other people you know, you don't know, that you could meet on the street that tell you something, bam, or there, it could be someone you know that you're having a conversation and they say something out of the blue or coincidentally, but we know that there are no coincidentally, through other people. The angels, angelic energies can work through other people in your life because, once again, it's all about bringing you back to your highest good and to help you flow in your life and to remove the blocks to love's presence. And so someone might say to you the exact answer that you need. And they might say to you in a conversation exactly where you need to go and what your next step is that you've been stuck on. So that's how angels work too. And, you know, a lot of times angels, because angels are very, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about a big, huge piece of kind of a pot. Like a big piece of cotton, maybe, you know, the size of your pillow. But it's not your pillow because it's a little, the pillow is a little more stable, I guess. But a big piece of cotton. And if you put your hands into a piece of cotton and you feel it, it's very soft. It's very soft. And it makes you feel, it's like plush. It feels good. It feels soft. That feeling, if you can just close your eyes right now and feel that feeling, it's also angelic feeling is a lot like, you know, when you wrap yourself up in a really warm, beautiful, plush blanket, and you go, so soft, so comforting and loving. The angelic energy is the same way. So another way that you can realize that you could be having angelic intervention or guidance is that feeling of soft guidance. And that when suddenly you are in a situation that's very hard or it seems very difficult, hard, and I mean hard in the it's like, you know, it, not just emotionally, but physically it's hard. And then suddenly, in that same situation, you get a feeling of lightness, of that kind of amorphous wave feeling. You go, wow, peace. That's angelic guidance, too. You can get that. That angelic guidance can come in that form, where you're walking down the street or you're dealing with your life, and suddenly you go, I feel peaceful. I feel good. Feel love. When you feel love in that kind of beautiful way, that's angelic guidance. It's angelic guidance. So the angels are going to talk to you through your intuition also. So if you have any of these things, signs or coincidences, or you hear other people, and or you feel that soft feeling or peaceful or loving feeling, it will just wash over you. I want you to say, this angels. And sometimes it'll say, your ego might come up and say, no, it's not. That's just your feelings. No. But other times you might say, yeah, it is. It is. And being open to that. And if your ego starts going, well, that's ridiculous. Angels don't, wah, just like, you know, the Peanuts parents going, wah. I want you to say, thank you for sharing, but it feels right. The most important thing is that you feel good. The most important thing is that you feel. so the angels might be working in that light. So ask, and then trust your intuition, trust your gut, because that, you know, angels and spirits speak through our emotions and through our feelings. They do not speak through our logical mind. They don't speak that way. We can't hear it that way. So if anything from tonight, and I'm going to take you through a little guided meditation in a second. If anything from tonight, I want you to walk away with trust your feelings. And when I say your feelings, it's your true feelings. And sometimes it takes work to know what is my feeling and then what is my ego trying to tell me I'm supposed to feel. So I want you to walk away with your feelings are guiding you. You know, trust your gut. It will always tell you the right thing to do. And on some level, it doesn't matter if it's the angels or spirit guides or it's divine itself. It's all the same thing. So I want you to trust your feelings. It's the best place to start. It's the best place to start, okay? Okay, I want you all to, so wherever you're at, I'd like you to find a comfortable place. We're gonna do a little guided meditation. We're going to meet some angels, and you're going to feel some beautiful, you know, comfort, which is what it's all about. When you're in a comfortable vibration, your life flows. It's the opposite of struggle. It's the opposite of stress. It is all about flow. So find yourself in a comfortable position and just close your eyes. Take a big deep breath. Dear Mother, Father, God, Divine Source, Universe, all that is, we have all been called together for this divine appointment that we can hear, feel, and experience a fundamental shift in our lives, and feel, hear, and experience the divine itself. We can hear and feel and experience the angelic realm, which is around us, within us, and on a very significant level is us. We feel that now. We ask that this time be dedicated to love, dedicated to guidance, dedicated to service and forgiveness of ourselves and others. Can we breathe in forgiveness and love? And as we feel ourselves breathing the breath of life, we sense, even for a fleeting moment, the feeling of love. For we know that that feeling of love is the language of the divine and the angelic realm. We allow ourselves to feel that love, to feel cradled, to feel safe, to feel safe. And as we sit and feel this feeling, we picture in our mind a beautiful, beautiful, shining silver light above our head. This beautiful silver light that sits a few feet above our head. We picture that, almost like a beautiful organic, natural spotlight coming from the divine, and we feel the heat of it, the warmth of it going over our head, going down our shoulders, over our face, down our back, expanding in a beautiful, beautiful sunset or sunrise. And as this beautiful white light just bathes us all the way down to our feet, we feel even safer. We feel more at peace with this beautiful warm light, this light that is called the Shekinah, which is the feminine of the divine, that holds us, guides us. And now, as we feel this peace, we go to our heart. And we feel our heart. We take three deep breaths, filling that heart space. One. Two. And three. And we feel a beautiful green light in that center of our chest where our heart is. A beautiful healing light. This is the light and healing energy of the Archangel Raphael. We feel Raphael in our heart, the heart that gives all life, that pumps blood, that gives us a new chance to live in every beat. The Archangel Raphael is invited here today, and to invite the Archangel Raphael's energy into us if we need healing on any level, physical, mental, social, any healing that we might need. We call on Archangel Raphael to enter our heart by saying his name three times. Raphael. 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 And as we feel Raphael in our heart, we know that we have come here to match that energy of healing. And now we put our attention on our right side, or our right shoulder, that area around your right ear, your right shoulder, that area of your body, just get in touch with it. You might even start to almost hear something from your right ear. In that area, you see a bright, beautiful golden light. We feel this light, this golden light, and it might even have purple in it, gold and purple in this light on the right side. This is the energy of Archangel Michael, or Michael. And as we feel that energy to our right side, we feel a sense of courage, of strength, of invulnerability. We even sense a shield of strength, of courage, as we invite Archangel Michael to be at our right side, to bring us the courage, to bring us the strength, to bring us the invulnerability that we truly are, and remind us
how strong we already are. And we invite Archangel Michael by saying his name three times. Michael. 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 We feel that beautiful gold light with purple. We feel a sense of courage. We feel a sense of strength, reminding us that nothing can harm us. And now we put our attention to our left side, just above your shoulder or your ear or on the left side of you, wherever it happens to feel right, on the left side. On that left side, we see a beautiful, beautiful orb of shining, shining browns and reds and yellows, all the colors of the earth. We feel those colors. Beautiful orb of earthly vibration of yellows and reds and browns. This is the Archangel Uriel. This is where the Archangel Uriel stands, next to us, to guide us, to help us, to remind us. To remind us to live in this world, but walk the mystical path. To remind us to have our spiritual eyes open as at the same time as our physical eyes, to live in this world but not of this world, not forsaking either, because both have a very strong purpose. We have chosen to be manifest here in this body, and that is a gift. He tells us that we can have, do, or be anything that we choose here on the earth, as long as we do not get swallowed up in the things of the world, but use them for good, for love, for peace. So we call in this very powerful archangel by seeing a flame as he carries a flame, and we call his name three times. Uriel. 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 We breathe in this flame, the flame that comes from the earth, that is a symbol of knowledge beyond this world. It is a symbol of knowledge of the divine. Feeling Uriel on our left side, we feel a sense of purpose, a sense of divisiveness, a sense of manifesting and living in this world in this perfect combination of the other world and this world, as it guides us to give more, to play in the world, but not be of it. And now that we have Archangel Raphael in our heart in front of us, Archangel Michael to our right and Uriel to our left, we now focus behind us, between our shoulder blades and just out from our shoulder blades, we see and perceive a beautiful, beautiful light that is blue. A beautiful, wonderful light behind our shoulder blades that feels very comforting, and this light behind us is Archangel Gabriel. And as we feel Archangel Gabriel behind us, we bring up any issues we have with not going with the flow, with being stubborn, with feeling like we know more than the divine, that we want things our way. We bring up those things right now. For Archangel Gabriel is there to hear, to guide, and to love. We bring up all of those things that we want to so desperately organize and that we so desperately want our way. We bring those things up, our job, our relationships, our things that we know that it's supposed to be a certain way, and if it doesn't happen that way, then something's wrong. But we bring that up to Archangel Gabriel right now. And we call her in closer by repeating her name 3 times. Gabriel. 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 And we feel her presence behind us almost like a mother, allowing us to sit back into her arms, saying, it is okay. It is all fine. You are taken care of. Let go of what you think is supposed to go your way. Allow. Everything is divinely perfect. Everything is working out exactly for your highest good. We fall into her loving arms, feeling that guidance, feeling the flow, the natural flow of life. Instead of fighting it, we go. It's like water being on a beautiful, beautiful river, saying, I'm going to let go of the side, and I'm going to flow. And along that river will come exactly what I need, will come exactly the people, the places, the situations that I need, and that will bring me joy and love. Feeling peace from Archangel Gabriel, as only a beautiful, perfect mother can give, as she says to you, it is all good. It is all good. Now, take a moment to feel those 4 powerful archangels around you. Raphael in your heart or in front of you. Michael to your right. Uriel to your left, and Gabriel behind. Feel them. Take a deep breath. And we say thank you in your mind or out loud. We say thank you. We say thank you to Raphael for helping to heal. Thank you, Raphael. We say thank you to Mikael for helping us with courage and strength and realizing we're already strong. We thank Uriel for reminding us to live in this world but not of it, to lighten up and to play in this world and have fun, because you can manifest anything. We say thank you, Uriel, And lastly, we ask Gabriel to protect us and to remind us to go with the flow. We say thank you for the reminder to surrender our plans, surrender our thoughts. The divine knows what we already want. If we can let go and go down the river, Archangel Gabriel, we say thank you. You take another deep breath. And gently feel yourself back where you are in the room you're at. And you can open your eyes whenever you feel. I'll take a moment. All right. Oh boy, how perfect was that? I hope you felt that like I did. It was just beautiful. All right. So I hope that gave you some experience of feeling that peace and that love of the angelic realm. And those, just so you know, that those are traditionally the places where those four archangels tend to be around us. They don't have to be, but those archangels, Raphael tends to be in the front. Michael tends to be on the right. Ariel to the left, and Gabriel behind us. It's not a hard and fast rule, but it does help us to sort of organize in our mind. And like, can I feel the energy there? If you can't, it's okay. It's all right. You can feel it in other ways, in other areas or anything. It's okay. Because ultimately what we're really doing here is that we're sort of, you know, putting on an outer level what's really an internal experience here. Because as I said again, the angelic realm is very, very, very high vibration. And to go high, we have to go deep within ourselves. So I hope that you felt that. I hope that I gave you some peace and that I guided you to the angels. I didn't give you any peace. I just, you know, guided you through that. Okay. All right. So here's the deal. I'm feeling like we're wrapped up here. Now, I want to unmute the call, because I feel like I want to find out if there are any questions. Now, here's the deal. Questions or comments. It's going to be pretty hard because we have a lot of people on here. But we're going to try our best. And if I unmute, we might have a little echo. But I want to hear from a few people, either questions or comments about the angels. Well, actually, before I do that, I want to let you know that I have just relaunched my website and revamped it, and angelshearus.com. So if you haven't gone to angelshearus.com, there's lots of information there if you're interested in angels. I'm actually, with this revamp, I've done this 6-week program called Creating Heaven on Earth, which is very valuable. All the information is on the website, but it's actually 6 weeks worth of working with angels. I send you an audio and a PDF every week, and you work with a different archangel every week. It is Angel Michael, Gabriel, Jophiel, Raphael, Metatron, and oh, there's one. Who's I miss? I'm sorry, I'm a little spaced out right now. But we work with a different archangel, and there's a different lesson that goes with each week. And I also am giving you all, if you choose to do it, if you want to buy it, that'd be great. I'm giving you also 6 weeks of audio, 6 more hours, so it's 12 hours of audios when I have done this class live. So you can listen to that too. And the whole, it's like 70 pages, 12, just go on and on, it sounds like a salesman, whatever. 70 pages of work. It's actually the beginning. It's all the book that I've been writing and working on, Creating Heaven on Earth. It's 70 pages of worksheets that you do, 6 hours of training, and then those extra 6 hours. And you get an angel journal that I created myself with beautiful angel pictures and everything. And the whole thing is $44. So you can go on there, and I'd encourage you, if you feel called tonight by some of the stuff that I've been talking about, I would, you know,
And the door is open for you to go try that out. It's only $44. Okay? All right. Now, I'm going to open up the call. I'm going to unmute you and see what people have to say. Now, I'm going to do my best to go through this. So hopefully I will be able to hear. Just state your name first, and I will try to distinguish. So here we go. Angels, please help us. All right, we are unmuted. Who would like to say something first? What's your name?
Debbie Crossman.
Debbie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Max?
I'm fantastic. What would you like to say or to ask?
Well, first that I enjoyed that very much, and I've been working for over 30 years more with spirit guides than angels, so this was very interesting to me. But I'd like to know your definition of the difference between them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for that. Spirit guides, first of all, when we're talking about feeling-wise, spirit guides, I have a very strong spirit guide. His name is Gawain, and they feel a heavier vibration. They feel heavier. They feel more dense. The angels and angelic energy, feeling-wise, come softer. They're softer. Even a soft spirit guide is heavier than an angelic spirit guide. I mean, an angel energy. That's how I've experienced them, and I know a lot of people have experienced them that way, Debbie. The other difference is that angels were never humans.
Right.
Spirit guides could have been humans at some point, unless they're an animal totem or I don't know. But a spirit guide usually was a human at some point in some time in their existence. Angels never were. There's only two angels that really were a human that became an angel, but every other angel never had an ego or had a DNA like we ever had.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That's always been my understanding, so I'm glad we agree.
I love it. I'm glad that you're on the call tonight, Debbie. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you. And it's nice to meet you, Max.
Oh, so nice to meet you. Much blessings to you. Who would like to say something next or to go next?
This is Casey.
Hey, Casey, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing great, Max. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, especially after that. I'm high right now.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
You said that you did your angels course live.
Yes, I have done it live. And I have a home study version of it. So this version of it is the home study version. But I have done it live, and I'm thinking, it's pretty incredible. The angels have been very, very strong for me in the last few months, and I'm thinking about bringing it back to do a whole live version of it where we meet once a week, where we do, of course, meet once
Yay!
A week.
Yay!
Yay! What I like about the home version is for the people that aren't in New York, they can always do that. I love that idea. And then the other thing, can you share with me some of the benefits that some of the other people have gotten from doing this?
Oh God, you're so silly. There's so many benefits. The people that I've worked with have been like, from a very basic thing, Casey and everyone, that course teaches you how to breathe, actually. It teaches you how to breathe. I talk about breathing in it. And when you can breathe correctly, you can feel correctly, and your ego goes down. From that simple thing, which is not so simple, actually, the course covers that, and then it also covers connecting with Archangel Metatron and really realizing your truth. And people have been like, wow, lots and lots of revelations about the truth about themselves and about their life. And the angels are always just going to give you your truth. They give you your what's really happening. And so a lot of things like that, some really amazing healings about relationships have happened with it. So, there's been a lot. There's actually some on my website, angelsheroes.com. If you go to the Creating Heaven on Earth page, which you can get to from the main page, there are some testimonials, so you can read them. Thank you for that, Casey.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Max. I appreciate it.
It's great to hear your voice.
Same here, brother.
All right. Who else would like to ask a question or make a comment?
Hi, Max. It's Kendall. How are you?
Hey, Kendall.
I just have to say, first of all, I love tonight. But as soon as you started talking, we have the music channel on TV, and the song that came on was Angels in Ecstasy, and the song that came on after that was Believe and Achieve.
Wow. You know, what's very interesting is that I have, in the other room, I have the Sirius Spa channel on and everything, and it's been going in the back. I don't know if, could you all hear that music in the background?
Yes, every once in a while.
It was perfect. That's so interesting, Kendall, that you say that. I love it. See, there's a sign. Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
Yep, I love it. It's great that you shared that, because I want everyone here to know, you know, it's those kind of things that you go, that is not a coincidence. That is real. That's real. So that's beautiful. Anything else you want to share with us, Kendall?
No, well, I took your angel course, part of it, I should say, that I got, and I found it very interesting, and how you said that you teach us to breathe, you really do. I think after I did that with you, that's when I really felt like I could actually meditate and do it correctly.
Yeah. Good. Awesome. I love it. And I'm doing this whole, not in this course yet, but I'm very, very, very into this Vipassana meditation now, which I love, and it's very simple. I want to teach people the most simple things to connect very quickly. And so Vipassana, just so you all know, you can do some research. Vipassana meditation is fantastic. I do TM, Transcendental Meditation, but Vipassana is really great too. So look that up on Google. There's a lot of good things about it. Simple, simple, simple. Because we don't want to get in our head. We want to get out of our head. We want to be. So. Thank you, Kendall, and I'll see you on Saturday, correct?
Yes.
Yay! Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh,
all right.
Hi.
Anyone? Good. Anyone else have a comment or a question about the angels or anything?
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Who's that?
This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi. When you called in the four angels that we had here, is it okay, like, if you feel one angel much more strong than the others?
Yes, you will. Everybody will, Michelle. Everyone will feel a connection. Working with the angels is building a relationship, really. And once you start to work with them, you will start to distinguish the different vibrations of the different angels, because they're all sort of different. But you will start to go, oh, I feel that one. I got it. That's the one I feel.
Yeah.
Is there one that you felt very strongly connected to tonight?
Yes, I could feel the Gabrielle more.
Yeah, she's a beautiful energy, right?
Huh?
She's a beautiful energy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I sense Gabrielle with you. That's really wonderful. That's good. So just everyone here, you know, you, Michelle, and everyone, you know, for me, I'm connected to Uriel. Uriel is my angel. He's my guy. He's the one I connect with all the time. So. As you work through, like when you do this program, you work through six of them, so you can start to be like, oh, Jophiel works, or this one. It's not that they're just a closer vibrational match to you. So, and I would say that when you're feeling stronger towards one of them, then you probably have been guided by them more of your life. Does that make sense, Michelle?
Yep, it sure does.
Good, good. Thank you for being on the call.
Thank you.
So welcome. Do you have any other questions?
I do not.
Good. All right.
Thank you so
much. You're welcome. Hopefully I'll talk to you soon or be in touch with me. Okay?
Thank you. Yep.
Cool.
Thank
anyone
you.
Else? Sure. Anyone else have a comment or a question? Okay. I guess I'm sensing that we're probably going to wrap up. Okay, I want all of us to just close our eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath. And in your heart, I want you just to feel the feeling of gratitude. Gratitude, appreciation, to appreciate the time we've spent together. I appreciate you.
appreciate this time in this space. Dear God, I appreciate the angels coming here. I appreciate all of us on this human level coming here today. We honor ourselves by loving ourselves. We honor the divine by loving the divine. We invite the angels in to guide us more, to guide us more specifically and clear, so we can hear the message. We can feel it. We can see it. We can see the signs. We can hear it in our lives, being guided. We thank you so much. We send love and peace and the angels around the world to any peoples or places that feel lost, that feel fear, that feel scared, knowing that we can remove that fear and that at source they are perfect and at love. They surround this entire planet and entire universe and universes with the energy of love. We breathe in that love deeply right now. Okay. All right. I appreciate all of you just doing this impromptu with me. And if there's anything that you want to ask me or anything, you can send me an email through the contact at either at angelshearus.com or maxryan.net. You can send me what you thought of today, or if you have any more questions, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. And once again, if you want to take that Creating Heaven on Earth Home Study course, it's right there. It's $44. So let's all say, I love life. Let's all say that.
I love life.
And as Louise Hay would say, life loves you, and so do the angels. So hopefully I pray that you are walking away with a little bit more knowledge, maybe a little bit more of a vibration of the angels. So thank you very much. Let's all say good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Matt.
So welcome. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Good night.